from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Brad Obey. It's still going to be early fall, but the contractor working on demolishing the Bruce Avenue Bridge and putting a new one in its place is asking for an extension. City Engineer Manager Glenn McDonald says it's because of a delay while waiting for Ontario One Locate to do its work at the site.
So there's a gas main in that area, and getting the locates was important for doing the underground work, so they're going to be requesting a formal extension.
Municipalities and construction associations have been complaining about the backlog at Ontario One Locate, delaying a lot of projects across the province. There's a cairn just off Highway 101, the Frederick House River Bridge, over the grave of a young Indigenous man whose body was stumbled upon by a hunting party in the 1940s. Timmins Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says the body was about 200 years old, and the rifle found with it was a Hudson's Bay hunting rifle.
The remains of the rifle were kept by the Chamber of Commerce until such time as the community developed museums, which they did back in the 1970s. So when we do our permanent exhibition, we are hoping to put the rifle on display and tell the story. So you can come and visit the rifle at the museum and pay your respects at the cairn at the Frederick House River.
The remains of the young hunter are buried under the cairn. And home sales fell across Canada between June and July for the fifth consecutive month. However, the Canadian Real Estate Association says the drop was the smallest of the five-month span. On a seasonally adjusted basis, the association says sales in July fell 5.3% compared to June. The average sales price was just shy of $630,000. The association says the numbers are the continuation of trends that have been unfolding for several months. A COVID-19 vaccine that targets both the original and the Omicron variant of the virus has been approved for the first time. Great Britain is the first country to give the vaccine made by Moderna as a booster for adults the green light. The country's medicine regulator says the decision was based on clinical trial data that showed the booster triggered a strong immune response. And China's military says it's carrying out more exercises near Taiwan. The drills come as a group of five U.S. lawmakers are visiting the Chinese-claimed island and meeting with government officials. The American dignitaries arrived late yesterday and are the second high-level group to visit following U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi in early August. Her visit set off several days of Chinese war games. For these stories and more, you can visit MyTimmonsNow.com.